The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinions. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Richmond, Saturday night, under the lights. To me, there's just something special about racing on Saturday night, and something even more special about racing under the lights. Racing on Saturday night is what I grew up on, and I always look forward to these nighttime races. NASCAR returns to the roots of racing tonight at Richmond International Raceway. To top it off, RIR is basically a short track at high speed, with plenty of excitement and lots of drama. One statement I find interesting about RIR, and several often repeated, is Richmond is a short track that thinks it's a super speedway. I can't say I've ever thought of it that way, at least I don't think so. The thing I like about Richmond is it is a track that has multiple grooves for just plain good racing. It is a fast track, with 14-degree banking in the turns, and a difference between the front and back straights that makes for plenty of excitement all night long. The Toyotas and the Chevys seem to have a bit of an advantage this weekend, at least as far as qualifying times tell us. A quick look at the top 12 qualifiers shows the Chevys with 6, the Toyotas with 5, and the lone Dodge of Brad Keselowski. I know I'm always harping on the fact that we can't put a lot of stock in the qualifying times, but this week, I'm inclined to think they might have something to say about what the end result will be. The practice speeds do somewhat line up with the qualifying, and I do think it will be a race that could depart from the norm. And I do admit, norm is a relative term. I'm sure many fans can't wait to see if Jeff and Jimmy have really put the incidents of the last couple of weeks behind them. I mean, saying it is one thing. Doing it is quite another. Just as a side note, did anyone notice where they're starting in the lineup? Yep, that's right. They're starting in the second row, right next to each other. I know they are both competitive in nature, but I don't expect either one to do anything to upset the other, at least at the beginning of the race. Now, when we get nearer to the end, well, that could be a completely different story, and one possibility many fans are looking forward to with great expectation. I'm not sure that we will get to see them trade and paint, but one thing is certain, at least from this fan's view. If the finish comes down to a shootout between the two, look out, because I do think some sparks will fly, and it will definitely be one of those situations that anything, and I do mean anything, can happen. Since it is basically short track racing, this is definitely a night that anyone could win, and it may have nothing to do with the drivers we normally expect to win. This could easily be a night that we have a totally unexpected winner taking his time in victory lane. It could be David Rudeman takes the victory for himself and Michael Waltrip Racing, but it could also be a night that Martin Truex does also. If anyone would like to win tonight and break his winless streak, I think that would almost have to put Juan Pablo Montoya and Dale Earnhardt Jr. at the top of the list. Those are some of the more noticeable names that come to mind. Let's not forget Kyle Busch and Joey Logano. Now, I mention them more because of the victories of Denny Hamlin in recent races rather than the length of time since their last win in Cup. With the strength of the RCR teams this season, I don't see how I could not expect to see a strong performance from any of those three. Jeff Burton and Clint Bowyer are probably the hungriest since Kevin Harvick won last week. Now, don't misunderstand. That doesn't mean Kevin Harvick isn't still hungry to win. If I had to pick a winner for tonight, which I don't, I'd probably have to pick one of the Hendrick cars, whether it be actual Hendrick-owned cars or Hendrick-associated ones like those of Ryan Newman and Tony Stewart. I still think they would like to show they aren't ready to give up their strong performances for an also-ran place in the finishing order. The racing tonight will be fast and furious for the most part, and I do believe that track position and pit strategy will play a gigantic role in who ends up in victory lane. It will also be interesting to see how much of a role the double file restart will play, along with the green-white checkered possibilities. So, will it be Kyle or Kurt? Yeah, could be. Or could it be Mark or Dale Jr.? Yes, it could be any one of them. In all honesty, I'm not going to rule out anyone in the top 35, simply because this is Richmond, and this is NASCAR, and anything can happen. Personally, I think the race will come down to strategy on the last pit stop, and at what point the final caution falls. Will it be interesting? Undoubtedly. Will it be dramatic? Probably so. But I'm still hoping for that perfect storm possibility of a lineup for the final green-white checkered trophy dash finish of Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, Matt Kenseth, Carl Edwards, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Greg Biffle, and Joey Logano. If it did happen that the final lineup included all of these at the front, what do you think the outcome would be? Hey, I'm just saying, what if? Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time, and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everybody. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind the face you don't often see. I just wanted to take a moment or two to tell you about the music you hear on this podcast and others I make. We all know that music makes it better, and the music I use is from Mike Stewart, and it is called TBT, Two Buck Themes. Not only is it good royalty-free music, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time. I use it almost exclusively, except for the things I write myself. If you make audio or video productions and want to make them better, give $2 Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Yeah, I'm an affiliate of Mike's, and I will make a little off of what you buy, but once you hear and use them for yourself, I think you'll feel the same way I do about them. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.